The world is watching the U.S. House of Representatives, and it's ugly. More news from the world of employment. We're talking numbers. Speaking of numbers, it was a wild day on Wall Street. Welcome to the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 4th day of January. Glad you're with us again today. In other news, the co-founder of Dave & Buster's has died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was 72. General Motors regained the top spot in vehicle sales in the U.S. Who did they beat out? We'll share. Salesforce is laying off thousands of workers. We've got the Wall Street Report and yet another huge fine in the crypto space. Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The Business News is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to find us on Twitter? We're there, at IOB_NewsHour. Wall Street was pleased after the November elections, mostly because investors see a divided government unable to mess things up. Now, all of that was before the chaos that's been unfolding in the U.S. House of Representatives, as Republicans who are now in control of that chamber have been unable to pick a Speaker of the House. The historic dysfunction playing out in Congress this week is a reminder that you should be careful what you wish for. While gridlock might be good for markets and the economy, complete paralysis is bad because every so often, government needs to get stuff done. There have been ballot after ballot for a total of 6 to date, and still no speaker, which means the wheels have come off and the session is unable to start. And this has not happened ever before. CNN is reporting that even if Republicans eventually coalesce around Representative Kevin McCarthy or a consensus candidate for Speaker, the past few days have made it plain to investors, economists, and the public just how ungovernable the GOP majority in the House appears to be. And that doesn't take into effect the fact that what this looks like globally. It is a mess. The Labor Department has reported there are 10.5 million open jobs in the U.S. Experts had expected that number would have fallen to around 10 million. CNN is reporting that Nick Bunker, the head of economic research for Indeed Hiring Lab, said, quote, "The U.S. labor market remains on fire. The flames may have receded a bit from the highs of the initial reopening of the economy, but demand for workers remains robust and workers are seizing new opportunities," end quote. All of this means there are roughly 1.7 jobs for every job seeker out there, and that's exactly what it was back in October. Job hiring inched down to 6 million in November from 6.1 million in October, according to that report. Layoffs fell to 1.3 million from 1.4 million, and the number of people quitting their jobs increased to 4.2 million from 4 million. All of that data comes ahead of the government's closely watched monthly jobs report, which is set to be released yet this week and is expected to show that 200,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy in December. Well, it was a seesaw day on Wall Street as the markets opened higher, trying to recover from the losses of yesterday. But once the jobs report came out and investors had an opportunity to review the Fed meeting notes that indicated the central bank was committed to higher interest rates, well, the stock market fell only to regain in late afternoon trade. Those numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. The co-founder of the popular arcade and restaurant combo Dave & Buster's has died from a self-inflicted gunshot. James Buster Corley was 72. News reports are that police were called to a home in Dallas on Monday where they found a man with the same name to have suffered an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, and he was taken to a hospital where he died. That's what the police said in a recent statement. Kate Corley, his daughter, confirmed her father's death in a statement to CNN affiliate WFAA-TV. Quote, Buster Corley had a stroke 4 months ago that caused severe damage to the communication and personality part of his brain, she said. The family asks for privacy during this time. Well, General Motors has reclaimed its title as the best-selling automaker in the U.S. after losing the crown to Toyota in 2021, for the first time since the 1930s. Axios is reporting that GM reported it sold 2.27 million vehicles in the U.S. in 2022, up 2.5% for the year. Meanwhile, Toyota's U.S. sales slipped 9.6% to 2.1 million. In a bid to save money, Salesforce has said it will lay off 10% of its workers. Tech Radar is reporting that in an internal letter to staff, Salesforce co-chief executive Mark Benioff explained, quote, the environment remains challenging and our customers are taking a more measured approach to their purchasing decisions, end quote. The company estimates the plan will likely cost between $1.4 and $2.1 billion, about $800 million to $1 billion of which will be incurred during the fiscal fourth quarter. Benioff says he takes responsibility for the company's miscalculation decision to hire too many people after a successful post-pandemic period, but to continue with the current number of employees would be unsustainable. We're seeing this in just a ton of tech workforce areas. During the pandemic, they hired tons of people, and now they're either laying off or not hiring anybody. But on the bright side of all this, the hot jobs market does favor job seekers. A recent ZipRecruiter report found that 79% of laid-off tech workers found re-employment within 3 months, with similar successes in the entertainment and leisure, transportation, and delivery and manufacturing sectors. So, yeah, there is a sunny side to this dark cloud. It was an up-and-down day for Wall Street, with the Dow gaining ground after falling below the flat line in early trading. The blue chips closed up by 133 points at 33,269, while the NASDAQ added 71 points to end the session at 10,458, and the S&P 500 picked up 28 points to finish the day at 3852. And it was another sell-off for West Texas Intermediate crude as oil dropped to under $74 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this has to do with yet another crypto find. Seems like it's a thing these days. Coinbase, the largest U.S.-based crypto exchange, has agreed to pay a $50 million fine to New York regulators for insufficiently checking the backgrounds of its customers, and another $50 million to improve its compliance with anti-money laundering laws. This is the latest setback for the industry, and it follows the bankruptcy of FTX, the world's second-largest crypto exchange, and illustrates the pervasiveness of illicit financing in a largely unregulated sector that has seen explosive growth. Something just does not seem or feel right about any of this. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those people, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.